Previously on Algoa FM.
Education and community upliftment takes the front seat on Algoa Cares today. I'm now joined by Ingrid Davies, training coordinator at Isivuno Training GQ, Port Elizabeth. Welcome to Algoa Cares, Ingrid.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Ingrid, let's start at the top. What's an offer for prospective preschool teachers at Isivuno GQ?
We have established that many children do not thrive at school due to a lack of foundation education at ECD. And so we are offering preschool teacher training to mainly unprivileged teachers that would like to work with children and get them ready for school.
Right, you've been around for 11 years or so, and of course a lot happens behind the scenes in terms of educating teachers more so. Tell us about your induction program. What is this all about?
Yes, we offer a five-day intensive interactive training period with the teachers, and it is only 10 teachers at a time that we train because of the in-depth level we go to. They receive four manuals, a ABC teacher hand manual covering school administration, the curriculum, how to correctly teach children and take them through the curriculum. They receive a year of lesson plans covering every detail of what they need to cover through every aspect of every day. And they then receive as well a storybook written by our team locally of 79 stories. So that is in essence what we in the 5 days take the teachers through, that preparation and training to give them a good solid foundation to be able to go back into their communities, start preschools, effectively taking the children through life skills, language, numeracy development, so that once they get to school, they are actually already thriving in those areas.
Absolutely loving your work. And of course, you are working, you know, hand in hand with disadvantaged communities.
Correct, yes.
Right. How many teachers do you have at any given time that you are basically nurturing?
We work very closely with, we have trained in excess of 1,300 teachers. The close relationship at the moment, there's over 20 preschools that we work with very, very closely. But in any mentoring session where we have workshops, there are 25 teachers that come to each mentoring session. And then with online WhatsApp groups, there's regular communication. So the number is in excess of 100 to 150 teachers that we have ongoing communication with.
Wow, wow, phenomenal. You know, working in disadvantaged communities, and I've seen it happen on numerous occasions where nutrition, food is a program. Do you have initiatives of this sort in place?
Yes, we are so grateful and really privileged to have had two companies, two organizations approach us and say, will you facilitate the distribution of food to the preschools and monitor it as well to ensure that the children are receiving the food and thriving. So there are 9,000 breakfasts monthly being served to children and 11,500 lunches through Rise Against Hunger. And we have a wonderful partnership and monitoring process that we follow and give feedback on a monthly basis.
I know to get this operation, you know, going and take it to the next level, what are your needs? We need our communities to support you, especially corporates.
Definitely, yes. Partnering with corporates, with companies, with individuals to take hands with us and create hope and a better future for the children is at the center of Isivuno's heart. We are a public beneficent PBO, public beneficiary organization.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can issue Section 18A certificates for any donations and partnering. And the main need is towards printing of our manuals that we supply to the teachers as well for the training, ongoing training of trainers, as well as developing material. We've been developing short courses, parenting instruction, parenting development on how to help them to face the challenges that they face in their communities.
Where are you situated and how can our listeners get in touch with you in terms of assistance and contributing to your cause?
Our head office is here in Gqeberha and we are in the grounds of the EP Child and Youth Care Center. So that is in Conyngham Road. And our Isivuno website, www.isivunotraining.org, as well as they can find us on Facebook.
There we go. Ingrid Davies, Training Coordinator at Isivuno Training Center in GQ. All the details already on our website, algoafm.co.za. You're more than welcome to go to Algoa Cares for more. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares and all of the best with your training programs going forward.
Thank you for having us.
Algoa Cares was brought to you by SPA. Caring isn't just what SPA does, it's who they are.
At SPA, we don't just serve food, we serve people.
Hi, I'm Paul Barnes. I'm the owner of Dispatch Super SPA. What got me into retail was I didn't plan to get into it. It's just something that happened. I was at working at Sunridge Super SPA and one of the IT guys came in and said he was in Dispatch the previous day. And he said that the store really needs some TLC. And I came out to have a look at the store. And as I walked into the store, I just realized I got a feeling that I had to buy the store. This was my store. Community involvement has a special place in my heart. Some of the community projects that we're involved in is, yes, we're involved in the schools. We sponsor clothing and stuff like that. But also, we've got three main soup kitchens that we have to look after on a weekly basis.
SPA, your community, your store, your first choice.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.